This is the Bell and Todd almost accidental adventure business again. You'll have to bear with me, I'm afraid. I haven't done this sort of thing in a long while. I expect you're wondering why I'm here, and, well, sometimes I think that myself. But I believe we all have a purpose, don't you? We're all cogs in the machinery of life.
Scab!
Oh, my. I do hope you didn't hear that.
Scab! Scab! Scab!
That's Diana, your usual narrator. Oh, she's such a silly girl. This strike affair is so terribly unnecessary and wouldn't have happened in my day. It was all so new, you see. We all mucked in together.
Carry on as you are, Ruby, and with luck I'll get a pay rise out of this as well.
We'd better get on with it, hadn't we? After all, that's why we're here. Last week, so I believe, Bell and Todd were rescued from certain death by a whale.
Who decided he could do my job as well as his own?
Shh!
Scab!
Shut up!
I know my rights.
Yes, I'm sure you do, my dear. Bell and Todd discovered that the compass they stole from Captain One-Eye is a magic one, but the workings of it remain a mystery to them. The whale with the two heroes atop.
They're not heroes, they're a pair of boring little...
Will you please be quiet and let me continue? The whale became suddenly beached, which threw Bell and Todd amongst a royal breakfast which was taking place on the beach. Let us discover them as they land.
Oh, my breakfast!
Oh, my back!
Oh, my back!
Oh, my... We're in another pickle.
Actually, you're in the scrambled eggs and your friend is in the kedgeree.
Yes.
Sorry.
I am a marvellous princess who does not feel so marvellous at precisely this moment because I have a condition which precludes marvellousness, and as a result I am quite unable to sit down. Who are you?
Bell.
And Todd.
I see. That whale, is it yours? Let us go and see, shall we?
Will you get your kippers out of my porridge?
Only if you remove your fork from my cleavage.
So you see, Mr. Whale...
George, please.
George, if she asks you to squirt your nose, you must do it. Hush now, here she comes.
What are you whispering about, Squirt? You know whispering is forbidden either within earshot or without. You know the penalty?
Yes, Princess.
What is it?
To swim forever in the Chocolate Lagoon, Your Highness.
Where are you whispering?
Absolutely not, Princess.
Don't let it happen again. Is this the whale?
I believe so, Princess.
Is it going to squirt its nose, Squirt?
I most assuredly am, Princess, and with the greatest of pleasure. May I make so bold as to observe that you are as delightful as I am impossibly gigantic?
You may.
And...
must I? I do so hate trading compliments. It's so tedious. However, you're the most impressive thing I've seen since the Bell and Todd fell out of the sky onto the breakfast table.
Do you hear that, Bell? We're impressive.
Who's whispering?
Oh, not me.
Not me.
No whispering here. No.
Only shouting.
Silence.
Shouting.
Silence. Well, come on, whale. Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Beg pardon, Your Highness, were any of those squirts addressing me?
Oh, don't be silly, Squirt. Why don't you do something useful? Go and get a couple of guards to tie up the Bell and Todd.
What? What have we done?
Oh, we're harmless, really, we are. We wouldn't lay a finger on anything.
No, not even a fly.
Well, we did have a go at some carrot fly this season.
And the black fly on the broad beans.
Oh, dear, there was some sawfly, too.
Yeah, and then we had to spray the tomatoes for whitefly, you remember that?
Actually, flies have had a bit of a rough time of it, all in all.
We wouldn't harm anything else.
No, absolutely not. Oh, Pants, I think we've dug ourselves into a bit of a hole, Todd.
You started it.
What do you mean?
I say one thing and you just got to say something else, haven't you?
Oh, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's called conversation.
Contradiction, Molly.
Oh. Hello again. It gets round to me so quickly, doesn't it? I'm afraid I'm a little caught out.
Saints preserve us.
You really have no self-control, have you, Diana?
Oh, I have marvellous self-control. Believe me, you do realise you've stolen my job?
Don't be ridiculous, dear. You relinquished it. And do close your mouth. It's not at all attractive. Right, now, where were we? Oh, yes. George boasted outrageously about his forthcoming spout. And when it came, it fell rather short of expectation. That's just typical of men, apparently.
Is that it?
I'm sorry, Your Highness. It's rather a cold day.
Now, as a result of George's failure to impress, the princess consigned him to swim forever in the chocolate lagoon, which between you and me was what he truly desired. He likes chocolate, does George?
Chocolate. Lots and lots of lovely...
Chocolate, yes, George. And Belle and Todd, I think they're really too nice to be tied to chairs on the beach, facing the incoming tide. But that's what happened. Oh, if that princess were my child, she'd be straight upstairs without any supper or a hot drink.
What do you make of it, Bosun?
It looks like they're tied to a couple of chairs and the tide's coming in, Captain One Eye.
Tricky situation, matey. Hand me my glass.
Right away, Captain.
Oh, damn, this thing's broken.
Otherwise, sir.
No, let's have a gander at our compass thieves.
Other end, sir. You point the big end?
I'm well aware of that, Bosun. I was cleaning the lens. So, shipmate, there they are. Two plums, ripe for the picking. What say we send out a boat and grab back what's rightfully mine?
Can't do that, Captain One-Eye.
And why not?
Too far away.
Then let's sail her into the cove.
Oh, I wouldn't, sir. They're too tricky.
How so, mister?
Coral reef, Captain. Two now.
Well, can we ride the tide?
But then we'd be too late.
Well, how about...
Too early.
What do you think?
Too big. Too small.
Now? Now, or it'll go on forever.
Hey?
Hello, everybody. Bloody hell. It may be old-fashioned, but at least it's polite. Anyway, I thought you were on strike.
Scab.
Oh, dearie me, such behaviour. Let's pop back and see how Captain One-Eye is getting on.
Too high. Too low.
Oh, both of an arm! Belay your advice, mister. Get the men to hoist up a spanker. Let's beat the ship out of here.
Not possible, Captain One-Eye, sir. The spanker got all sprigged up in the old spinnaker there during that heavy spell of spume.
Then we'll make do with a jib.
That won't do any good, sir.
Why not?
No wind, sir.
Oh, Bosun, are we in the doldrums?
No, sir, I'm perfectly happy.
Be calmed, matey, be calmed.
But I'm not at all agitated.
But agitated is certainly how we find Belle and Todd as the waves break inexorably on the beach.
Oh, very clever, Ruby.
Todd, have you worked out how to use that magic compass yet? The sea's up to my knees and I'm desperate for a... Well, you know what my bladder's like.
Give us a chance, Belle. I can only just get my fingers on it and these ropes are really cutting into my wrists.
Come on. I'm going to burst and I don't particularly want to drown again either.
Look, I'm doing my best and we didn't drown the first time. The whale saved us.
Oh, you pedant. Anyway, a fat lot of good it did us. We couldn't be in a worse pair of trousers if we tried. Please, hurry up. My feet are getting all squidgy and my wellies.
Oh, for God's sake, put a sock in it. Hang on a minute. There's a switch thing.
Oh, my goodness.
A booby trap.
It'll explode.
What are we going to do?
You have no option but to sit there, boys. It's time for a little suspense.
What do you think you're doing? I just popped out for a cup of tea.
You were neglecting your duties. And you're breaking your own strike. What a silly girl you are. I think it's time you and I had a little chat. Now, don't worry. I'll segue the pirates, the princess on the croquet lawn, and the boys on the beach, so we'll have no interruptions. You're not a very happy bunny, are you, dear?
Oh, Ruby, where do I start?
Oh, this is so tedious.
Isn't it? How about a shufti around the horizon, bad pirate Simon?
Oh, very well. Hand me my glass.
There you are.
Cheers. Same again, there's a good fellow.
Do you really think that wise? It wouldn't do to have your legs akimbo before lunch.
Oh, what does it matter? We're not going anywhere without wind. Let me see. The one-eyed types are over there. What do you make of this, bad pirate Nigel? It looks like two types on stools. They look a bit panicky, too. Hand me my glass. Chairs.
Not stools, bad parrot Simon. Chairs.
Oh, chairs. Bottoms up.
No. Chairs.
Oh, I say, chairs.
Chairs.
Not stools, then.
Chairs.
Oh, marvellous. Chairs. Damn, my glass is empty.
Well, if that is a peacock, what is a lady peacock, Squirt?
Pod, Your Highness.
I see. So the babies must be chickpeas.
If you say so, Princess.
And twins must be split peas, I suppose. Stand back, Squirt, while I give this a whack. Well?
Oh, good shot, Princess. I wasn't aware there was a hoop secreted in the shrubbery.
You don't know very much, do you, Squirt?
Princess, the Belle and Todd.
Do you think it was fair to punish them so severely for upsetting breakfast?
Oh, it wasn't for that.
That's my ball, Princess. Then why did you do it? That's my ball, Princess.
For not agreeing to cure me of my complaint. Oh, I think that was your ball I whacked, Squirt.
Again, Princess. But you didn't ask them to cure anything at all.
Don't be silly, Squirt. I must have.
Your Highness, we have to avert a tragedy. Allow me to call for horses. There may still be time before the tide swallows the Bell and Todd. There may be a cure in it too, with luck.
Oh, goody.
What do you mean, oh, it's my alarm clock? Do you realise the sort of pressure my prostate's under?
I'm not sure I know what to say.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
I don't know. Why doesn't that surprise you?
Oh, ha-ha. It's always got to be a bloody joke with you, hasn't it? And when's that beeping going to stop?
When the battery runs out.
Well, that's just great. We've got sea up to our Y-fronts. You can't work the compass, and we're going to die to the dulcet accompaniment of an annoying little beep telling us it's time to get up. Only having the plot next to Capability Brown could be worse than this.
Horses! I can hear horses!
If we're going to be rescued by another animal, I'm not sure I can stand it. There they are!
Oh, wonderful, Squirt. I've always wanted to swim with all my clothes on.
And into the sea they plunged, while the horses remained obediently on the beach.
Get any oats last night?
Well, I had a roll in the hay this morning.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't expect that.
Didn't I tell you to keep your eyes open? They try to get away with anything.
Yes, dear, you did. Thank you. In due course, Todd, ever ready with his bicycle repair kit, cured the princess of a mysterious ailment with a pair of tyre levers and some rubber solution glue.
I'll just dust you off with a bit of chalk so you won't stick, and there you are, Your Highness.
Oh, good. Bring me something to sit on.
A simple start, perhaps, Princess. Something wooden and backless.
All right, Squirt.
A stool for the princess. Someone pass Her Highness a hard stool.
And so, for the first time in her royal life, the princess was able to sit down.
The Bell and Todd must be rewarded for their remarkable feat.
When the princess said we'd be rewarded for our remarkable feat, I didn't expect a thick pair of socks and a mustard bath.
Ah, but we did get the key to the royal garden shed as well. We mustn't forget that.
No, I suppose not.
I mean, look at all this equipment, Belle. I mean, you could say we're in forking heaven.
Good grief, you really have no shame, have you, Todd?
Oh, listen, I know a song about this, too.
Yes, it's not the one about the fork on the tine, by any chance, is it?
How did you guess?
You cracked that one this spring when we were pricking out the marrow seedlings. I told you then that you get tines on forks, not the other way round.
I wish we were back there, you know.
The allotment. Yes, me too. Have another go at the compass, Todd. I'm terribly homesick.
I'm sorry to say, that's where we'll have to leave Belle and Todd on this occasion.
Not much of a cliffhanger, is it, Ruby?
No, it isn't, dear. But when you get to my age, one wants to be able to sleep at night. Cliffhangers give me awful nightmares.
I'll have to do something extra special next week, then, won't I?
So, you've decided?
Yes. Let's go and get a gin and tonic.
Oh, I rather fancy one of those vodka martinis Sean Connery always drinks. Oh, he's got lovely eyes, you know.